a bad time for a three-day weekend. I'm sure all the high school football teams have moved on now, gotten ready for their next game, but we can't really close the book on week two here at high school, in high school football on Prep Sports Now, until we do the new episode. And it was a dark week for Nevada high school football. Top three teams in the area. Bishop Gorman goes down. Arborview goes down. Liberty goes down. You've had 3 days to reflect on it now, Brewer, and I know you are as prideful about Southern Nevada as anyone. What's your mindset?
Quick question. I noticed you mentioned Arborview before Liberty. Is that because you think they're the second best team in town?
Not necessarily. I swear that was I was at the Liberty game. I don't know why. I was looking at you. You weren't at the Arborview game, though. I don't know. I was looking at you, and for some reason it clicked with me, Arborview. I thought you were there, but it was actually Granger that was there. I wish Arborview and Liberty played every year. I know that's never going to happen, but I don't know who I would put number two right now.
Okay, yeah. Nonetheless, I think Arborview, if they replayed that game again, probably would have beat Hamilton. Maybe tired from back-to-back weeks of travel. Maybe looking ahead to the game with Legacy this week. But they don't get it done. A few mistakes, a few turnovers. And that's the thing that worries me when we talk about Arborview and Liberty. Can they beat Gorman? Well, if you have one of these games, you're not going to beat Gorman. Liberty's had a hard time scoring. I don't think they have an offensive touchdown yet in 2 weeks. Is that true, CK?
They have one. They scored a 21-play drive to open the second half in their first game.
Okay, we'll see. There you go. So, but then Gorman, of course, gets its first points of 2018 with seconds remaining, I think 9 seconds remaining at Centennial of Arizona. And while this Gorman team clearly isn't as good as years past, you wonder how bad is it? Obviously, they're having a hard time moving the ball, having a hard time scoring, but they are lining up against quality opponents in modern day and Centennial of Arizona. So the local schools go 0-3 in those big marquee games. However, Faith Lutheran gets a dub against Bakersfield Christian, a few pick sixes for the Crusaders, including shout out to Keegan Touchstone, his 12th career interception to establish a school record. And my Wildcats, CK.
I thought you were going to forget.
No, I would never forget. Hey, they're back. I don't know how far back they are. They're a young team. They've won convincingly in their first two games. Haven't given up a point yet. They got a tough test at Palo on Friday night. Shadow Ridge, what about the Mustangs? You picked them to win. You picked them to get the dub. A great game by them. And I think what's even more impressive is the week prior they were in Idaho, they had the long travel back to Vegas. They didn't get back to Vegas until Sunday, yet they were able to flip the week and get ready to face Snow Canyon, a very good team from Utah. So a lot of happenings here. I guess we also got to shout out the biggest surprise of the week.
I'm drawing a blank here. Oh, Thursday night. That's why I'm drawing a blank. It wasn't on Friday. Centennial 36-0 over Legacy. We both were so high on Legacy, and I know – I think I was high on Centennial on the first podcast. I said this could be the year. Then I thought they were going to be a little bit better, but I don't think anyone saw this coming. Shutting out Legacy. In fact, I didn't see the score till Friday night, and I was absolutely stunned. You might have a little bit better hold on it. What happened?
Could this have been a case of, A, maybe we overvalued Legacy too much to begin with?
Well, I think definitely in that case. If you lose 36-0 to just about anyone, we were too high on you. For as high as we were on Legacy, we were too high on you.
I think we overvalued Legacy, undervalued Centennial. I think Centennial's younger players showed they're better than Legacy's younger players.
A lot better.
I also think that maybe Legacy – I don't know. I don't want to say Legacy was looking past Centennial because
– No, looking past does not account for 36 points.
Yeah, especially when you're on a TV game. But I don't think Legacy's as bad as the 36-0. I do think Legacy's got some problems moving the football. So shout out to Centennial. Also, shout out to our I want to label this as our most loyal fan, Lake Tahoe guy. He just texted me saying, "Hey, bro, where's the podcast?" I say, "Hey, we're doing it right now." So shout out to Lake Tahoe guy for the support. We really appreciate you. And I know that you're getting nervous because those Pirates in Moapa Valley looking good, right, CK?
Why would I be? Oh, Lake Tahoe guy getting nervous for sure. All right, well, we went off on a bunch of different directions there, so I don't even know, kind of scatterbrained, but let's whittle it back down.
Would you take Virgin over Moapa if they played right
I
now?
I said whittle it down, not go into further directions.
Okay.
No, Moapa has one loss and they played Green Valley, who's awfully good, right?
Either awfully good or awfully good at winning.
Virgin Valley is 3-0, and they followed the Green Valley script in that case. I mean, they've won all three games kind of at the last minute, including Del Sol this week. They had a comeback. I know they're dealing with some injuries, and they're already thin. So I think Virgin Valley, all the credit in the world for them to starting 3-0 despite some adversity. But I got to think Moapa's in a better spot than Virgin right now. And this is probably the first time in 3 years that's been the case because, as we know, the Bulldogs have owned the Hammer for 2+ years now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Del Sol has shown that it could be a player in the playoffs. Offense slinging it around, moving around. And, of course, God, we got to get back on track, Case.
I tried. You went off on all these other things. Yeah, a lot of playmakers for Del Sol. But I'm not surprised you want to change the subject, but whether we like it or not, I think the story of the week was these three losses. We kind of just briefly mentioned them and move on. Liberty loses to Lone Peak, 21-10. The Arborview game, which you already kind of gave a rundown on, 23-17 to Hamilton. And Gorman slips in at the end to score points. But I don't have that score in front of me. 13-7. Tawi Walker scored both touchdowns for Centennial. All right, so my question to you, is so we can talk about this a little more, is which of the three losses concerns you the most?
You know, I'm still under the impression, as I think many are in town, that Gorman is still many steps ahead of the rest of the Valley. So I think we could lump in the Liberty and Arborview scores because – Gorman losing and showing that they can be beat, I think, gave some folks some hope at both Liberty and Arborview. And then to come out and to commit a lot. Like Arborview, I think one of its calling cards every week, and correct me if I'm wrong because you've seen them more than me, but they pride themselves in playing very crisp games, mistake-free. And that clearly wasn't the case on Friday night. And then Liberty, who has got a ton of talent, they're just having a hard time getting out of the shoe this year. But for me, I would lump Liberty and Arbor together because Gorman is giving you hope, which you haven't had in a while. And you know me, I'm a big mental guy, right, CK? And now all of a sudden, do you still have that hope, right? And now Liberty, this week, they got the Poly Classic. They got IMG coming in, and IMG might put a can of you-know-what on them. And then all of a sudden now, how are you mentally? Because Gorman is giving you hope.
For sure, but you just totally talked around my question. I'm not letting you off that easy. You got to give me an answer.
I'm like a politician.
Which one
here
concerns you the most? I will give you my answer. It sounded like you might have been leaning. I thought I was going to have a hot take, but it sounded like you might have been leaning the same way I was. Which one, if one of these three losses has to concern you the most going forward, which one would it be?
Arborview. I thought Arborview had a chance to be the state champions.
Wow, we are totally different, actually. Arborview is the one that concerns me the least. I wasn't at the game, so I can't say for sure, but... And not taking anything away from Hamilton, who's a great program, but it seemed to kind of on the fluky side. Like, it seems like if they play 10 times, Arborview's winning 6 or 7. Fumbles and fumble recoveries, like you said, Arborview prides himself on being disciplined. I think that's going to happen more times than not. And it's totally random of who wins that turnover battle when it comes to fumbles. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I seem to think Hamilton recovered a bunch of fumbles. Arborview still only lost by 6. I just feel like their mistakes are more correctable. So by far, that's the one that concerns me the least. I have faith in Arborview and the infrastructure there. I think they're going to be fine. So therefore, it comes down to Liberty or Gorman. Liberty, the big concerning part to me is they lost their quarterback early, Noah Faua, I think I said it right, and they tried two other kids, maybe even three other kids, literally could not get anything going. So that's concerning in that we don't have an update on Noah yet. If he's back, maybe they'll be okay. But to me, I'm going to go with Gorman being the most concerning to me because here's the reason why, and maybe it does have a little bit to do with the Ray Brewer mental, but you know, you see them lose by so much to Modern Day last week. I think it's easy to write off like, oh, they're young. Modern Day has, what'd you tell me, 21 transfers. Every single kid's going to a Pac-12 or better school.
The game got away from Gorman.
Yeah, exactly. You're expecting, though, then Gorman. This is a game where I don't think there's any excuse. You expect, if it's close to the Bishop Gorman of old, you go to Arizona and beat Centennial, who's a good program, but not quite at that national modern-day Bishop Gorman level. To get practically shut out, show no offense, to me, this was the biggest. If I'm our reviewer, our reviewer, Liberty, this is the biggest sign of, like, maybe this team isn't that far above us. I really think, I can't believe only scoring 7 points is just stunning to me. I'm most concerned, at least from my preseason perceptions of where I thought they were, Gorman is the most concerning one to me.
I think what you're guilty of, Case, is you've seen Gorman be just so dominant over the years because they've had quarterbacks who each played major college football this past weekend, and Tate Martell and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And now this year they're kind of like a traditional high school team where they're not going to start game one like a defending national champion, which they have the last 3 years. This is a team that needs these games to get the reps and the experience. And the talent's there. It just hadn't played much. So if Gorman could just keep showing, making improvements every week, I think they're going to be fine. They'll have an opportunity. Of course, everybody will call me a Gorman homer. But I just think right now Gorman is like a more traditional high school team where they don't have D1 players at any of the skill positions right now. And it's showing with 7 points in 8 quarters.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm still picking Bishop Gorman if they're playing any team in the state right now. But the problem with that description that you just said that I think is right, that they're more of a traditional high school team, they're learning as they go on. The problem with that is Liberty and Arborview, at least, if not some other schools, have really risen their level because of Gorman. They're better than just a traditional high school team right now. Like, if you have an off night and you're just a traditional high school team that you're not that just so far above, I think Liberty or Arborview can beat you. I just think this is the first week where I really think maybe the gap is not as big as we thought.
I would have agreed with you if both Liberty and Arbor would have won last week. Is that fair? Have I made a good point?
It's fair, but I think, again, I'm going back to Arborview. I'm not worried about it. That loss does not concern me at all. I know they wanted to be undefeated. I'm sure they're disappointed, but I know their best player, Bubba Graham, had some fumble issues. I don't think that's going to happen again. I think yardage-wise, they blew him out of the water. And here's the thing about Liberty. I think I texted on our group text, you and Granger, about it, and you didn't want to hear any of it. And again, it's just one game. But I have to tell you, this Liberty defense is one of the best I've ever seen in high schools. It was absolutely they are so good.
See,
no one's going to score on that team.
Now, that's a good argument to make. You could say, okay, the Centennial team of Arizona and Liberty are very comparable, right?
I would think so, yes. Okay. Centennial's probably ahead on offense.
Especially since a local kid transferred there and he's playing both ways. And, you know, obviously the talent is comparable here. So if Gorman had a hard time scoring against Centennial, which they got turned around, they were inside the 10 twice and they couldn't score, including they were on the goal line and they couldn't get in. But for whatever it's worth, you could compare the Liberty defense to the Centennial defense, and you could say, okay, Liberty is going to slow Gorman down and they'll have a chance. It could be a coin flip game. Now I'm interested. You see what I'm saying? It's the way you deliver the argument, Case.
All right,
you got to build up with that.
I think there is some concern with the Liberty offense, though. I'm right with you. Just couldn't get a lot going in this loss to Lone Peak. I also think I'm just going to preeminently say that you can't use this game this week against them. They're playing the number one team in the nation. I think they have a great defense for Nevada high school football. I still think IMG Academy is going to put up a whole lot of points. I know you were more concerned about this offense than I was, and certainly Liberty we're talking about. Certainly you can't be feeling any better after seeing what happened on Friday night.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. It's, you know, it's still early. You know, we had the early start to the season. We just flipped the calendar to September. A lot could happen between now and when it gets really cold out, especially injuries. You know, and we saw it with Liberty. They lost the guy who's going to be their starting quarterback. They had a hard time moving the ball. And then you've got this huge test against IMG, which you've got to give Liberty credit for scheduling the game, right? Liberty is where they're at right now, knocking down Gorman's door because they looked at what Gorman did and they said, hey, we're going to do the same thing. Gorman went into Texas and won. Liberty went into Texas and won. Gorman's nationally ranked. Liberty's nationally ranked. Gorman's got a contract with one company. Liberty's got a contract with another, right?
Mm-hmm.
They followed the script. Arbor View is now kind of getting in on it by playing that national schedule. They got a contract with another company, right?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike. So all I'm saying is
I didn't know Under Armour was an Arbor View.
Yeah. Well, they wear Under Armour. They
okay, probably, I didn't
they
know.
May pay,
I,
they I may pay for know. It. I don't know.
Interesting. I didn't know.
But right. But what I'm saying is by trying to emulate Gorman, Liberty and Arbor View are getting close to Gorman. It's going to be interesting. For the first time in forever, however long, we have action, right? We've been clamoring for action.
Yeah, we just got to hope Gorman doesn't turn into the old Gorman in the next few weeks, which you seemed like you were leaning towards them being able to do with your speech earlier. So we'll have to see what happens
there.
Well,
let's get to the picks because I picked the Gorman.
Actually, I felt like we should have mentioned at least before we get to the picks.
Okay, go ahead.
What's going on at Sam Boyd Stadium, I believe.
It's at Liberty.
Oh, it's at Liberty?
Yeah.
Okay, last year Sam Boyd. My bad. But the Polynesian Classic,
yes.
Two games. Both at Liberty. Okay. IMG and Liberty is the headliner. IMG, the number one ranked team in the nation in Florida. And Faith Lutheran, the opening act, therefore?
Faith Lutheran on Saturday.
Okay.
Against Chandler of Arizona. Friday night, Liberty against IMG Academy, the Polynesian Classic. Last year at Sam Boyd was a great time. They had some music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. UNLV's playing at Sam Boyd, so of course that's not going to happen. I'm sorry to let you behind the curtain a little bit, a little flustered today because I have no computer charger. Apparently I have the most primitive computer and no one had a charger to use, so I'm winging it here. Forgot. But yeah, so it's going to be a great event though.
Yeah, and the thing for me, the thing that I've always liked about Liberty is the culture part of it. You know, Liberty, I remember a time when they were the worst team in the Southeast. And then some families went over there, and it's become a landing spot for people of Polynesian descent. And they're so passionate about each other and so passionate about the game. They've helped take Liberty from last place to 8-time regional champion. And I love the food. I love the culture. I love the passion for football. I love the sincerity, and we're going to get all that in a day. It's definitely worth the price of admission. I cannot wait to see what kind of concessions they have.
Ooh, yeah, I got to – as soon as I walked into Liberty, got the coaching staff of Liberty Love over there offering me food. Unfortunately, I had just eaten. So next Liberty game, I am not eating before I go to because the whole time you got to smell that food. It smells amazing. And I guess this isn't part of the Polynesian Classic, but I think we should also mention somewhat topical – Sierra Vista is hosting Kaimuki from Hawaii, this week. Kind of an unofficial Polynesian Classic type game, right?
Yeah, so the Solomons, remember Anu Solomon from Gorman?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that whole family's over at Sierra Vista now, and many Polys are now going to Sierra Vista.
And the one Solomon, I think, went to Kaimuki last year,
yeah,
you said,
so
right?
Yeah, so they've got it all set up. That'll be a fun night. Anytime you could bring cultures together in the name of high school football, I'm all for it, and wishing every team from Vegas success against any team from outside of Vegas.
Yeah, and we'll see if...
Especially, and I hate to cut you off.
No, go for it.
You know who I'm rooting for this week, right?
Someone playing a Reno team?
Oh, get the bus started, baby. DP's going up there.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bishop Minogue,
yeah,
it looks like.
All right,
that's a big one for you. Desert Pines... they had a bye week last week, so hopefully they only scored 12 points in the opener, which I was at, but hopefully they ramped up that offense a little bit. They had several kids there waiting on eligibility, I believe, so hopefully those guys are ready because they might need them against Minogue. But so far, I believe Southern Nevada, at least on the upper level, 1-0 against Northern Nevada, thanks to my Foothill Falcons,
yeah.
Even though I guess they were your Foothill Falcons last week. That minus 10.5 was easy money against Palo Verde.
Yeah.
I still love Foothill, though. And I think how have we mentioned all these quarterbacks. I don't know how we just glazed over Coy Riggin, who is now just a junior and just, I think, I mean, has a chance to be one of the best quarterbacks in town. I think the kid is very underrated, and I can't believe we haven't mentioned him till now. Yeah, so there's some correction, course correction.
And I think Foothill overall is kind of underrated. We've gone over the lineup, but Blakely and Wilson and Riggin and what they're doing defensively. Now, granted, they played a weak team from Reno to start, but just a great win last week against Palo, a team that really plays good defense. And I tell you what, between Foothill, Green Valley, and Basic, you're going to have some great games, Ron Robin style.
I said Foothill the two all along. I'm sticking with Foothill as the two. But we'll have plenty of time to discuss that. Let's get to the picks now. We'll see. Brewer just gave his impassioned cheer for the local teams. Let's see if Southern Nevada can turn the tide this week. Several opportunities. But first, we're going to start with one of those old Henderson matchups, more or less. This one's very interesting to me. Silverado at Coronado.
Yeah, Silverado took it pretty good last week from Cimarron. The Norwood kid went off, and the coach called him the best running back in the state. I think that was to you, right?
It was to me, yeah.
I love Coach Walker. God, that guy is so fun to talk to. So I use a little math here, Case, right?
Which never works when it comes to A versus A beating B. And B, whatever, that equation doesn't work. How often do we see that?
It's going to work on Thursday night. I got the Cougs, baby. A beat B and B beat C and C's going to beat A, whatever it is. Coronado all the way, baby.
I want to disagree so badly just because of your methodology, which I disagree with. But Coronado is another team I was a little high on coming into the year. Looked foolish with Democracy Prep, but they've really gotten better and better. They just beat up Spring Valley pretty bad. Last week, our guy Gavin Wale had, I think, a 48-yard field goal. So they can do some things some other teams can't. I think this game's really close, but I'm ultimately going to go to Coronado just a little bit. I think Terry Riddle's getting things in place there, and I think that week four they're a little bit further ahead than Silverado right
now.
And
I agree that it's going to be a very close game.
Okay. All right, now one of those national games. We'll see how committed Brewer is to the Southern Nevada team's Liberty hosting IMG Academy.
Yeah, this game to me mirrors one of those Liberty versus Gorman games at state, and I just think that IMG's got way too many Jimmys and Joes, obviously. Great spot for Liberty for taking the game. I don't think it's going to stay close. I got IMG.
I'm really interested to see what the Liberty defense can do against IMG because, as I just said, I think they are great. I was so impressed with so many guys. I can't even think of everyone off the top of my head, but Luke Tamalatai, Kyle Beaudry, Cervantes White. They were so great defensively. I think it would really – I don't think they have any chance to win this game, to be perfectly honest, but I think it would be pretty impressive if they could just hold IMG to a little bit lower score than we expect. Like, you have IMG scoring 55, which I think is totally reasonable. But what if they just keep them to 30 or 35? I think that would be a statement. And I think Liberty might be capable of that. This defense is awfully good. I've got IMG big, as does Brewer. Finally, a game we can disagree on. I think you've gone way too high on your Wildcats once again. I just spoiled your pick, but the Wildcats are going to the Panthers of Palo Verde.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Vegas hasn't played a real high quality of opponent. Opening with Rancho and a team from Colorado that didn't look too good. But the Wildcats haven't given up a point, which usually late in these games you kind of slide a little bit. Their offense has looked better than I thought it would be. They've got a sophomore at quarterback who is getting the job done. I'm going to pull up his name real fast to give the kid a shout out. And I apologize. Jashawn Scroggins. And Cody Summers doing well for the Wildcats as well. And I just don't see Palo having – I think this is going to be a real low-scoring game, two defenses that are decent. Either A, Palo's going to win by three touchdowns, or B, it's going to be a coin flip and my Wildcats win. I got Vegas.
Yeah, I hope Las Vegas is back and they're competitive all year. It's more fun high school football scene around here when Las Vegas looks like a power in town. Looks like they can beat some teams. And maybe it's going to be my undoing, but I'm just not quitting the Panthers that easily. I think Palo Verde is still a level above Las Vegas, despite these two big wins to open the season for Las Vegas. And Palo Verde starting a lot rougher. I agree, lower scoring. I think Palo Verde wins this one, though. One of the out-of-state games we did not mention from last week, maybe the only one we did not mention, Orem smacked Canyon Springs up pretty good, 41-14. Now they come to town. I think they hosted Canyon Springs. They come to town to play Gorman. Could the unthinkable happen and Gorman lose three in a row?
A very fair question considering how bad the offense was, but you'd like to think this is the one spot in their schedule that I think is obtainable for a victory. They play De La Salle next week, so that's going to be tough sledding as well. But I think we'll see some real improvement here from Gorman at home. I think they put some points up. I think they win comfortably.
I don't think they win comfortably. I think this is another close game, and I'm really torn on who to pick. That being said, it's hard to imagine Bishop Gorman being 0-4. I feel like they're going to feel the weight of this game. Obviously, defensively, they figured some things out. They played well against Centennial. I think it's going to be tough for Orem to score, and I think Gorman will score just enough. Close game, but I'm going to go with the Gales. Desert Pines, as you teased earlier, going up to Reno to play Bishop Minogue.
Yeah, I just don't know what we're going to see from Desert Pines. Of course, the improvement from game one to game two is always significant, especially with teams that are expected to be good, such as Desert Pines. So I think the 12-point that you saw at Durango won't necessarily carry over, but you got to factor in the travel up north. It won't be cold, but that's still a long bus ride. We don't know who's going to, you know, they had a few guys not play last week. So even if they're in the lineup, they're not going to be at full strength. And as much as I hate to do this, I feel like I'm cheating on my morals here. I gotta pick Minogue.
Yeah, that's not the Ray Brewer I know, but I got to say that I see where you're coming from. Desert Pines just had a lot of issues when I saw them. I think they can get it resolved by the end of the year, but it's still early. I know Minogue. I don't know much about them this year, but I know they're standing as a program. I think Minogue wins this game, too. So we're in agreement on that one. We both got Bishop Minogue. Valley at Rancho. Valley still winless, and Rancho has won a game. They beat Western pretty comfortably. I think you can make a case for either side here.
Yeah, I think if you want to tier all the teams out, I think Western and Rancho are in a tier, and Valley's in one tier ahead of them. Valley's played one more game. They've got a really good player. I got the Vikes.
I'm going to go with Valley, but closer again than maybe you said. I think Rancho, maybe we're a little bit too down on. I mean, I know it's tough with Rancho, but I think they are. This is one of their better teams of the last 3 or 4 years at least. Well, this one should be interesting because in the picks you sent me, you have picked both sides somehow.
Did I?
Pahrump Valley at Boulder City.
Who did I pick in the picks?
You picked Pahrump, but your description makes it sound like you're picking Boulder City.
I have Boulder.
Okay.
That's who I want to win.
Okay.
That's who's going to win. Boulder, 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 Boulder. I always take Pahrump away from the hump. Give me Boulder.
All right. Well, you have Boulder, but the score I have is Pahrump 26, Boulder 21.
That's a typo.
I agree with you. I agree with you, though. I've got Boulder City. Pahrump does get that little extra boost at home. And I think Boulder City is another team that's a little bit better this year. They had that last year where they were an independent. Used it to build their numbers back up a little bit. We've seen them play well the last couple weeks. So we're both going to be on Boulder City. Not part of the Polynesian Classic again, but the Solomon Classic, I suppose. Sierra Vista hosting Kaimuki.
Tough to travel from Hawaii to Vegas to play a game. I got the Lions, who have had double-digit, nearly 3-touchdown leads in both their games, but have still managed to lose.
Can I use the Ray Brewerism and say that you have to learn how to win? And Sierra Vista hasn't done it yet?
Well, they're going to start learning on Saturday.
Friday. I'm going Kaimuki. I don't know. Sierra Vista is not exactly a team that's played a lot of national games over the years. I don't know if I've seen quite enough. Maybe defensively they still got a ways to go. I'm going to go with the Hawaiian school here.
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs. Wow. I'm surprised you knew that. All right. Maybe the most best game I've ever picked up on you is last week when I told you your Chaparral Cowboys could win. You wouldn't pick them against Bonanza. They came out with a close victory for me. This week they go to Del Sol, and this is another close game. I'm not sure who to pick here either.
Yeah, you know, if you want to go on past years, I would have picked Chap, but I know they've had so many players that have graduated and moved on, and they hats off to them. Great win against Bonanza. Now they go into Del Sol, a team that could really put some points on the board. I think this one's going over the total, whatever you want to set it at. And I like the Dragons to beat my Cowboys. So I've picked against my Cowboys in back-to-back weeks.
I think Del Sol should probably be the favorite here, I got to say. Like I said, they had Virgin Valley beat. The Virgin Valley coach was raving about them, so this is a really good team. They've really got some guys. That being said, I think that it's not overwhelming odds in Del Sol's favor, and I feel like Chaparral's probably beat them the last several times they've played. I think the satisfaction of me being able to beat you 2 weeks in a row, potentially, with Chaparral is just too much to pass up. I'm going with the Cowboys in what I think is a pretty close game. You got Chaparral losing by 13. Well, you just don't like your alma mater anymore, well, apparently.
Plus, you got such a big cushion, you could take a risk.
I don't know about that. I haven't added up the records. Nah, You're killing me. All right. Faith Lutheran versus Chandler from Arizona on Saturday in the Polynesian Classic.
I've got Chandler. They're by all intents and purposes, the best team in Arizona. I think they come in here and get it done.
Yeah, I called out Faith Lutheran last week, and clearly I was wrong. They played great in week two and beating Bakersfield Christian, but it looks like Chandler's a little bit tougher. I think Faith puts up a little more fight than they did in week one here, maybe keeps it close for a while, but ultimately it seems like they're a little bit undermanned against Chandler. Green Valley goes to Canyon Springs.
Gators. I've been wrong on them a few times. The running game is pretty legit for GV. They just saddled up and got going. Don't know what to make of Canyon because they played their first game out of state, so this will be the home opener for the Pioneers. Green Valley's first road game after three at home to start the season. I think this game is really close, but Green Valley's got a knack for winning these close games. I got the Gators.
I don't necessarily think it's going to be even that close. I think Green Valley's ahead of Canyon Springs right now. I'll take Green Valley by a touchdown. Durango at Foothill. Durango's played everyone tough. Still has a pair of losses. Do they play Foothill as tough as they did Basic? And who else do they lose to? Desert Pines. Basic and Desert Pines.
Well, the good news is after the game, we'll know who's going to win the Foothill Basic game later in the season.
By your math.
Yes. Listen, Durango's got some great guys. They just don't have enough great guys, and I think Foothill's great guys are just as good, if not better. They got more depth. They could run the ball and throw the ball. I love the defense. I got the Falcons.
I've got the Falcons as well. You know my thoughts on them, despite picking against them as a 10.5-point favorite last week, which has me down $5 on the year. This one I really have no idea on. The banner game, Spring Valley and Bonanza.
I got no idea on it either, but I know that Bonanza's been in some close games, and I know Spring Valley is faded in the second half of both its two games, so I'm guessing that Spring Valley lacks depth, and I'm guessing that Bonanza could pull away late. Bonanza's hosting. The banner goes up at the Bengals gym on Torrey Pines.
Who won this game last year? You remember?
I want to say Spring Valley. I'm not sure who won the game, to be honest with you.
All right. If I had my computer, I would know. Again, I'll complain about that one more time. I really think this is about 50-50. Spring Valley had a bad showing last week, but then again, so did Bonanza, losing to Shap. Spring Valley lost by more, though. I'm going to go with the Grizzlies. I think over the years they've probably won the banner more than Bonanza since I've been here. So I'm going to go with the series history and go with the Grizzlies. Arborview goes to Legacy, two teams coming off of a loss. Neither of the losses we foresaw.
Yeah, and especially Legacy putting up a bagel last week. That's tough to overcome. I think Arborview is now aware that they just can't strap up their Arborview jerseys and beat whoever's lining up to them. I expect Arbor to roll. But this is a rivalry game, so they're not going to roll that far. I think they win comfortably, but not that comfortably.
You only have them winning by 9.
Well,
Legacy fresh off a 36-point loss to Centennial stays within 9 of Arborview.
You know me, Case. I love Legacy to a fault this year, right?
What do you want, 17.5?
Plus 17?
Yeah. 17.5 I gave you.
I just if Legacy would have scored at least once last week... Because that Arborview defense is lights out.
All right, final offer, 20.
No.
What? You just said it's going to be close. You have a 9.
24.5.
No, not going to be 24.5. I started at 17.5. You have a 9-point game. I'm not going to give you 17 more points than that.
This is a rivalry game, Case. That's why.
Exactly. If it's a rivalry game, it's a take plus 20.
I don't want to. I pride my money.
All right.
$5.
So that shows you how confident Brewer is. I've got Arborview, and I've got Arborview Big, Shadow Ridge, and Basic.
This is going to be a great game.
Shadow Ridge is good this year. Just like I warned you at the beginning, you told me they were too young. Talked me off of it, but look what they've done.
Yeah, Shadow Ridge is running its offense well. Basic didn't get to finish its game at Clark last week. I still like what Basic does offensively, and I think they're going to win because it's at home. Home opener, first Friday in September, Don Taylor Stadium, no better place to be. I just don't think Shadow could score with Basic.
The home game is a convincing argument. The not scoring with them, I'm not sure, because I think Shadow Ridge's offense has shown way more than Basic's offense. Basic's offense hasn't exactly been lighting the world on fire to start the year, despite what you said.
Had 39 points last week and a half.
Against Clark.
I mean, you got to play who's on the schedule. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? I want to pick Shadow Ridge here.
Go ahead.
I'm going with the Mustangs.
All right, straight up. I got Basic.
No, I'm not going straight. You wouldn't take plus 20. Okay. You would not take plus 20, and you're trying to give me to take them straight up.
I'll take plus 20 with Legacy if you take Pick'em with Shadow Ridge.
No, that's a terrible bet.
What do you mean?
My line was actually fair. Pick'em at Basic at Don Taylor Stadium. Has Shadow Ridge ever beaten Basic?
I don't know if they've even played.
Okay. And no way. We're not going to come to a deal this year. I will not take a pick 'em. They're at least a touchdown underdog. I'm just picking the upset.
Okay.
All right. Mojave at Cimarron Memorial.
Well, I think Cimarron might have found something with their ground game. I'll take the Spartans.
Oh, that's too bad Tawee Walker's not there anymore. Wouldn't you like to see Walker versus Norwood?
I would have liked that.
That would have been a fun game. I'm going to go with Cimarron as well. Two straight for the Spartans. Democracy Prep goes to Sunrise Mountain.
I go Democracy Prep on this one. You know, they're going to have their hands full all year because of just a lack of players, but I think they're better than Sunrise.
Yeah, they might have their hands full all year, but they're going to be 2-2 after this week, so shout out to the Blue Knights. I'm still on board. I think they'll be a little bit better than we expect. El Dorado, is this their first game since the big win in San Diego? I believe so. Shout out to the Sun Devils. Maybe a game we didn't even talk enough about and going out there and just beating up on Mission Bay, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. They are hosting Moapa Valley.
Yeah, and I'm very high on Moapa. I think they're probably going to be in the state game, if not win it. So I'll take the Pirates.
Yeah, don't underestimate that confidence El Dorado got out of that game, though. Maybe they'll do some good things here, but it's hard to pick against Moapa right now. They're playing well. They've got some things figured out. I'm going with the Pirates, though. El Dorado already beat the Buccaneers, so maybe they have a thing and beating up on the Pirates. We're both on Moapa in the end, though, and I don't think this one's going to have any disagreement. Virgin Valley at Western. Virgin Valley breaks its close game streak here. I think they're going to win this one big.
Totally agree.
All right, well, that
I got one. Is that our last game?
Yeah. You got
who do you
game?
Like in the Fallon-Truckee game?
I'm going to go Truckee.
Because, you know, Keith is listening?
I'm going to go Truckee because...
I'll go Fallon, $5.
I have no idea about this game. No way you can be hustling me.
Oh, every day I'm hustling, right?
Yeah, I don't... Truckee, honestly, the reason I picked them is I feel like they've been a little more... Like, every year Truckee is at least distant, at least competitive. At least decent. I don't know why I said distant, but I don't know. I feel like Fallon's had some up and down years, right? Truckee is always.
Fallon has been kind of the last 3 or 4 years, and
exactly.
Truckee has been the, you know,
proven
the last,
commodity
last decade.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going Truckee.
That's a big game.
All right, well, we're different on that one. I've got Truckee, you've got Fallon. Hopefully you didn't just hustle me. Luckily, I didn't put the $5 bet down on
just
it.
Just bring your checkbook next week.
All right. That was Prep Sports Now. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening. And as Ray just teased, we'll be back on Monday, next Monday, to break down more high school football. Thanks for listening.